New video has emerged from northern Syria showing the weapons that the U.S. says is sending to Kurdish forces ending up in the hands of ISIL terrorists. The video shows masked insurgents inspecting the military equipment, which was airdropped in areas controlled by the militants near Kobani. The supplies include several boxes of hand grenades and RPGs. The U.S. Central Command said on Sunday it has airdropped weapons and ammunition for the Kurdish forces defending the Syrian border city of Kobani. The U.S. and its allies also say that they are carrying out airstrikes against the Tekfiris in Syria and Iraq in order to curb their advances in the region. Their raids have so far failed to halt the insurgents' military gains. Muhammad Ali is a correspondent who joins us from Damascus. Tell us more about this. Muhammad Ali, I'm sure you've seen the videos. So what do you think? Do you think this is a mistake? Or perhaps the U.S. maybe indirectly wanted this to happen?
Well, it definitely doesn't seem to be a mistake, especially that the United States, since the beginning of its alleged fight against the ISIL, has done nothing to actually defeat them in any part of northern Syria, perhaps, if we're speaking here about Syria. Definitely, according to Iraq, to Kurdish authorities in Iraq, who provided those arms and medical supplies that the U.S. dropped to allegedly to only Kurdish fighters in Kobani, there are 24 tons of arms, of small arms, and ammunition, in addition to 10 tons of medical equipment. And as we see the video here, some of those have fallen into the hands of the IS fighters. Definitely, it is not a mistake or a coincidence. We know that the U.S. Airstrikes and the coalition it is leading has done nothing except of perhaps maybe slowing some of their movements, of the IS movements towards Kobani. But in the end, when we speak about a coalition, an international coalition, with a force like the United States, with its Air Force, we are definitely expecting that in the period of time since the coalition was formed, we should be seeing the elimination of the IS by now, at least. So it definitely is actually a fact that the United States does not want to eliminate fully the IS. It just wants to weaken them, to give this image about the United States in front of the international community that it is against terrorists. But in the end, they want the IS to keep its grounds over there in Syria or Iraq, to continue to have a pretext to intervene in those countries, because they want to be present and intervening in countries' internal affairs in the Middle East, especially in a country like Syria and also Turkey. At the same time, it is also, according to many reports, coordinating with the IS and helping them first by allowing them in and out of Turkey freely. And of course, we're not hearing about that in the media a lot. It is actually a secret, but not for now. It's not a secret anymore. And also, the Turkish government is in the end against the PKK and against the extension of Kurds in Kobani. So it has no problem to see the IS fighting on its borders. It wants them to continue fighting the Kurds and maybe eliminate them. They're not afraid of the presence of the IS, the Turkish government, on its borders, because in the end it is also coordinated with them. So the United States, since the beginning of the unrest, we have seen that it wants a balance of power to stay when we speak about the various kinds of armed groups in the country, because this would weaken Syria, weaken the Syrian army, and definitely invite more and more foreign intervention and having pretexts like the IS.
Thank you very much for that. Muhammad Ali, a correspondent there from Damascus. We appreciate it. Muhammad Ali also has some exclusive reports that you should check out on our website of what's happening on the ground in Syria from our correspondent, Muhammad Ali. And our website is allthews.presstv.ir.